From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado has secured a second term. The Associated Press, late Wednesday, November 18th, called the race for the Rhinebeck Democrat over Republican Kyle Van De Water. Van De Water conceded early Thursday. Delgado prevailed with nearly 157,000 votes, besting Van De Water by more than 17,600 votes. Although Delgado led Van De Water the night of the election with about 60,000 absentee ballots cast in the race, a winner could not be declared until enough of those votes were counted to make one candidate's lead insurmountable. Of the 20,000 votes tabulated since Election Day, Delgado picked up about 15,000 and Van De Water gained roughly 5,000. Van De Water, in a Thursday morning email, said, and I quote, "I just called Congressman Delgado to congratulate him on winning a second term to the House of Representatives. We live in divisive times, and I am proud of the fact that we kept the campaign and debates civil and focused on the issues." End quote. He added, and I quote, "I'm looking forward to a rematch in 2022, end quote. There was no immediate word from the Delgado campaign. In other election news, Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. In the 46th state Senate district race, Republican Richard Amador was leading, but both he and Democrat Michelle Henchy issued statements November 19th indicating they would wait for all votes to be counted before declaring a winner. Not only are there outstanding absentee ballots to count, there is also a pending lawsuit. The winner of the election will succeed Republican George Amador of Rotterdam. Amador announced in November that he would not run for a fourth term. Amador of Rensselaerville is a retired state trooper who said he is looking to continue and build upon Amador's legacy. Henchy of Saugerties is the daughter of former U.S. Representative Maurice Henchy. She has vowed to continue the legacy of her late father in fighting for working families and the environment in upstate New York. And you can read more in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County officials are applying for grant funding to stabilize the shoreline at the historic Catskill Point. County lawmakers this week authorized a grant application to be submitted to the State Division of Homeland Security and Energy Services on December 2nd. Cost of the project is estimated at $1.4 million. The funding would come from the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Grant Program funded by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. A 25% match would be required. Deputy Administrator Warren Hart said, and I quote, "Part of the shoreline is failing. There was a small sinkhole there that we had to temporarily repair last year. We found that there was some water infiltration from the Hudson River that was undermining the building," end quote. The property includes the historic Freightmasters building and warehouse. Both structures were constructed in the 19th century. Hart said the county has been battling the elements to maintain the property. The preliminary design under consideration would use sheet piling and riprap to stabilize the shoreline, Hart said. Hart said the project would also enhance the two pylons at the point, which are used by American Cruise Line when its ships dock in Catskill. Hart said FEMA is expected to make decisions on grant recipients next summer. If the grant is not awarded, Hart said, the county will have to look at alternate funding sources. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Keisha Clucky is reporting for Bloomberg. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced November 18th he will forgo his scheduled $25,000 raise in light of the state's $16 billion budget for the 2021 fiscal year. Cuomo said during a briefing at the Capitol, and I quote, "I'm going to ask the commissioners, myself, and other electeds not to take a raise this year," end quote. He said he will sign an executive order to that effect given the fiscal situation. Cuomo is the nation's highest paid governor. His current annual salary is $225,000, and his pay hike was included in 2019 legislation. The New York State Commission on Legislative, Judicial, and Executive Compensation, November 16th, decided judges, state lawmakers, and certain executive branch employees would not receive a raise through 2024, citing the growing budget gap and fiscal uncertainty due to the coronavirus pandemic. The state of New York is facing a $14.9 billion budget gap for the fiscal year, which ends on April 1st, and an estimated $16 billion gap for the following year, according to the state budget office. And you can read the full story at Bloomberg.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.